Hello everybody, this is Rick, and it is the 17th of April, 2011, and today we only have one question. I want to thank all of you for joining the call today. So let's begin. I was recently unfaithful to my husband. I was molested once as a child. I never thought that incident could carry consequences into my future relationships, but now I have heard that it probably has. I would like to know how being abused as a child influences the type of people I get involved with. Are there certain characteristics, red flags, and people that I should watch for? How does this affect other relationships? How could this affect the relationship with a husband, children, and close family of the abused woman? Well, the problem with sexual abuse is that it really impacts our identity and leaves us somewhat maybe impaired in terms of our ability to kind of evaluate relationships. One thing about molestation, it's almost like the alarm systems that ought to be going off potentially don't go off as a result of what happened to you. So you may not be getting the signals that someone isn't safe, and that certainly would be common for someone who's been molested. It's just that creates then a lack of judgment. And I think being able to depend on other people around you to be able to tell you whether or not someone is, if they've got concerns about someone, inviting your friends to speak to you about that is important. Second, because boundaries are violated during molestation, beginning to reset appropriate boundaries and I guess how friendly you are with someone, how you talk with someone, oftentimes that is something that needs to be addressed, and maybe talking to your friends and finding out what are their boundaries, people that you respect and find are very safe, and begin to emulate and set those sorts of boundaries into your life. That's another way that can help keep you safe. Another thing that can happen as a result of molestation is certain behaviors, potentially, depending on how you respond. This isn't true, by the way, of everyone who's been molested, but certain behaviors don't feel out of the ordinary. Maybe it's kind of back to the first part of the alarms don't go off, but we almost crave things that maybe other people don't, or we're very comfortable with things that other people are not. Again, talking to friends and just being open about it and processing it with other people. I think keeping it secret is the worst thing you can do. Processing it with other people who have been molested and finding out where they've begun to land and work things out is another thing that is very helpful. In terms of how does it affect other relationships, at times I think it can affect relationships in the sense that for those that are unsafe, potentially, we feel drawn to, but for your mate, it also has the ability to because of the shame core, to create a dissonance or discomfort in that relationship. And some of Wendy Maltz's work on sexual abuse, I think, is really good in terms of how it affects couples, and you might want to begin to look at that. And, you know, how it affects the husband and children. As long as you feel connected with your husband, there's probably not an issue. At times with children, people who have been sexually abused have a tendency to be overly protective, and that would be one of the things you, again, might want to look at is, are the boundaries that you're setting, the ways you try to protect your kids, or maybe the lack thereof, kind of what's the bell curve and how do you fit in all of that? And I do admire the fact that you're looking at this. The Wounded Heart by Dan Allender would be a great book for you to read, and his Wounded Heart workbook. Those would also be resources I'd highly recommend. So I hope that's helpful, and I do hope that you and your husband do well in your recovery. So that concludes today's call. I hope everybody has a good week, and I'll be talking to you next Monday.